This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the unmistakable Saharan blues of Tanarawa, including a new track from an upcoming album. Then, favourites from the Brian Jonestown Massacre and Husker Du's Candy Apple Grey 40 Years On. Welcome to episode 229 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up this week's show was the Tuareg blues stylings of Tanarawan, with that track, To Weigh In, from their 2017 record L1, also featuring Kurt Vile and Matt Sweeney. Tanarawan has a history that will likely surprise many who have discovered them among the wide modern indie rock circles. The collective formed all the way back in 1979, and have since been key proponents of the beautiful desert blues style developed and named after the Tuareg people of the Sahara. The band was formed by Ibrahim Ag Alabib and his brothers and friends. Much like the story of another great band playing similar music, Emdu Mokhtar, Al Agabib's first guitar was self-built from a water can and a fishing wire. In his teens, he started playing a proper acoustic guitar, and the band began performing locally. Locals began calling them Kel Tanarawin, which translates from the Tamashek language to English as the Desert Boys. In the early 80s, while under Libyan dictator Muammar al-Gaddafi's decree that all Tuareg men receive compulsory military training, the group expanded significantly, and then began recording cassettes in a home-built studio. These cassettes, often containing tracks detailing the trials and tribulations of the Tuareg people, were filled for free for anyone who brought in a blank tape, and soon spread across the Sahara. The band later moved to Mali and played a crucial role as cultural anchors during the 1990 revolt by the Tuaregs against the Malian government. It was in the late 90s and early 2000s that the group, now also featuring many younger musicians, started to gain international recognition, releasing records and touring Europe and the States. They have since developed a significant following and earned huge respect from musicians and fans alike, who recognize the unique sound they have created, both as a result of their lived experience and the majesty of the place they've come from. I saw them live a few years ago in Auckland, and it was great. The band has officially released 9 studio albums, with their first recognized release coming in 1992. They will soon release their 10th record, which likely has been released, or will soon be released at the time you're listening to this. It's named Hogger, and 3 characteristically great tracks have already been released. Here's my favourite, one which I think really benefits from the male-female vocals. It features Sudanese singer Sulafa Elias. Here's what Tanarawin's Abdallah Ag Al-Kulsaini said about the track. Sagarat Asan is a traditional song carried from Sudan to the Sahara. One of the band's founders and I were in Al Kufra, a city at the border between Sudan and Libya, in 1989, when I was beginning to learn the guitar. We met a musician who was playing this song, and loved it so much that we learned it and began performing it again and again, allowing it to travel and endure.
كيت السوفا مدن تيلا كيت السوفا مدن تيلا فالورجا ويلا كفيت بطينا ساكتنا جما ورجينا شعرها الأشقر العيني والجلد والخدي حلوة العيني والجلد والخدي يا بسمة تسحر من سعرها العنبر يا بسمة تسحر من سعرها العنبر
شعرها الأشقر وصوبها الأصفر شعرها الأشقر
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Tanarawin with Sagarat Asan. Next up, a celebration of the legendary Bryan Jonestown Massacre, a week before their gig in Auckland, which you better bet I'll be at. I'm going to assume you've heard of their greatest track, Anemone, and perhaps another of their greatest, Pish. They're both on the predicted setlist for the show. But instead, I'm going to play a few lesser-known BJM tracks that the band has been playing at recent shows. We start with a track which clearly demonstrates the group's shoegaze influences. It's from their 1995 debut, Methodrone, and should be a pretty powerful, full noise track to hear live. Here's That Girl Suicide.
I don't know what I'm seeing.
I'm Oliver Gray, this is A Sonic Youth, and that was the Brian Jonestown Massacre with That Girl Suicide. Another great track they should play Tuesday next week is Fudge. This track really is a perfect example of their jangly neo-psych sound, and frontman Anken Newcomb's talent for writing brilliant rock songs with relatively simple chord progressions. I really love the keyboard sound on this one too. I think it's one of the secret recipes to a top-tier neo-psych song.
So if I don't
Brian Jonestown Massacre, giving us a taste of what they'll sound like during next week's Auckland gigs. Their track, Fudge, is from their latest BJM LP, The Future Is Your Past, which they released in early 2023. Our final two tracks on this week's show come from post-hardcore noise rock legends Husker Du. They were formed in St. Paul, Minnesota by Grant Hart, Bob Mould, and Dave Norton in 1979. They released six albums in total before breaking up in late 1987, with the members embarking on excellent solo careers and other projects. The most important of those albums was 1984's double concept album Zen Arcade. It's one of the most important and one of the best alt-rock albums ever made, and is a crucial component in the development of the alternative rock genre. Husker Du followed that record up with New Day Rising and Flip Your Wig the following year, for releasing the now 40-year-old Candy Apple Grey in 1986. This was their first major label release. They'd signed to Warner Bros. During the recording of Flip Your Wig, however, the band let SST Records release that one. Candy Apple Grey, was, unsurprisingly perhaps, their most commercially successful record, led by the two tracks I'm going to play for you today, which were released as the album's singles. Here's the record's and the band's most well-known track. Written by Grant Hart, Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely is a great example of the band's tuneful hardcore punk sound. That was Husker Du with Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely. Along with being the most commercially successful record, I also think this is their second best record, after Zen Arcade. It's also arguably the most complete illustration of the evolution of their sound from hardcore to alt-rock. So to celebrate the record's 40th release anniversary, here's one more track to see us off. It's my favourite song from the record, one of Grant Hart's greatest. Seeing us off, here's Sorry Somehow.
Oh,
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.